This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We're seeing a living example, and this has been one of the things that we've taken from this era are things that we only saw in the Sahaba when we read about them, and we're seeing them right now in the people of Gaza. And so, Dr. Haifa, welcome, alhamdulillah, welcome to our channel once again.
JazakAllah khair, Sheikh Omar. It's always a pleasure to be here. Yeah, I fully agree with everything you said. There is two emotions inside everybody, sometimes even three, I will say. Personally, I have three. There is definitely sadness. There is mixed with anger. There is part which is happy, and some people may be surprised. Happy to see what we read in books. We are seeing it in reality. The strength, the yaqeen, the faith. And the fact is, and I am talking about myself, how can I compare myself with what we are seeing? Mm-hmm. Meaning what they are going through, how strong they are, how they are taking it, men and women and children. Mm-hmm. And they're still going. Their faith, if anything, is stronger. And mm-hmm. I look at myself, subhanAllah, can all of us go through, none of us, I don't think anybody listening to us in the Western world have gone through what they are, what they have gone and still going. And I don't know, I always ask myself, how would I have responded if I was there?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? يعني in Arabic, I love this. تتعلم منهم القوة والثبات. You learn from them what strength, really strength mean, not claim, and what steadfastness is. معلقون بالله. They are attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing comes out of their mouth غير ما يرضي ربنا. يعني القلب يحزن والعين تدمع ولا نقول إلا ما يرضي ربنا. What a nation. What a nation, subhanAllah. Nobody knew this till Allah made us see it, all of us, live, subhanAllah.
Allahu Akbar.